This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I don't like this. I don't like this one bit, okay? Now, I understand I'm not a meteorologist, but I like talking about weather a lot, okay? When it comes to hurricane season, whether it comes to the heat wave. It looks like Southern California is going to be dealing with a pretty bad heat wave coming up. But this bothered me, this Montana earthquake. And I don't know if you guys heard about this, but I guess Montana got this earthquake. Montana is God's country. It's gorgeous up there. If you've ever been to Big Sky and Bozeman, one of my affiliates is in Bozeman, Montana, just absolutely phenomenal. But an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.8 startled many people out of their sleep early last night. They said the shallow quake was felt for hundreds of miles from its epicenter southeast of Lincoln, including parts of neighboring states and Canada. Now, some of you guys are like, well, who been? Who cares? It's an earthquake. Earthquakes happen all the time. Well, yeah, then I just don't like the location of where this earthquake is. It's one of the strongest to hit western Montana in years, slightly stronger than a 5.6 magnitude quake that hit a nearby area in July of 2005. And people in the area are freaking out a little bit. Now, why would they be freaking out? Is it because of all the beautiful trees? Is it because of... Mm-mm. All right. We have a possible super volcano lying under Yellowstone Park. So you know the old faithful geyser, right? That where you have these geysers, just like clockwork, you get this spray coming up from the supervolcano that Yellowstone sits on. And the national park sits atop this supervolcano, and it just simmers underneath the surface. They say some of the evidence of the active state of the hydrothermal activity bubbles up, including Old Faithful. Don't call Old Yeller, Old Faithful. And every few hours, it shoots water. Between June 12th and June 19th, Yellowstone experienced an earthquake swarm of 464 events, the majority of which were magnitude 1 or below, according to the University of Utah. They say this is the highest number of earthquakes at Yellowstone within a single week in the past 5 years, but is fewer than weekly counts during similar earthquake episodes. Now, what could this be signifying? Okay, you guys forget, I was just at Pompeii. When I was in Europe, we went to Pompeii. And years before the Mount Vesuvius eruption, they had a pretty good-sized earthquake. You know, it's interesting. Everybody always goes, gosh, who the hell would live in Pompeii knowing there was a volcano next to them? Okay, well, they didn't know back then. So I believe, 13, 14 years prior to the Mount Vesuvius explosion, there was an earthquake. And the people of Pompeii were like, wow, that's an earthquake. I mean, nothing happened for years in between. And then all of a sudden, that mountain exploded. And for those of you that have been following me on Facebook, Mount Vesuvius dropped in size after the explosion to how, I think it was 8,000 feet, and then it dropped down to 4,000 feet, completely buried Pompeii. We talked about how with Pompeii, it wasn't the lava that initially killed these bodies. It was the intense heat, because many of the bodies were in prayer form, or you could see a dog trying to get out of his leash, okay? If lava would have taken over, then you wouldn't have been able to see the bodies. The lava would have destroyed everything, the buildings, the ground. The lava would have just disintegrated it all. And there's so much of Pompeii, so much of the city that's still intact. And people at Pompeii didn't suffocate from the ash, because I'm like, okay, well, if the lava didn't kill them, then what? Was it suffocation of the ash? Well, not really, because if you suffocate and you become hypoxic, you faint and you fall. These bodies did not look like they were in a prone position where they fell from asphyxiation, like what happens during a fire or a hotel fire. They were like, you know, somebody was on his, you know, sitting upright, you know, knees clutched in fetal position with him praying. Nobody would die in that position under asphyxiation. They would have passed out and lie down. So they said what happened was when the mountain exploded with Mount Vesuvius, the heat, it was like an oven. And it was like, boom. And the intense heat is what killed them instantaneously. Then ash fell. And, yeah, lava probably poured around the city, etc. But it wasn't, lava did not destroy many of the artifacts that we saw. You know, a lot of their pottery, it was still in place. It was still fine. And what was very interesting about Pompeii is they said when people surrounding villages went to some of the Roman heads, telling them, look, you know, Pompeii's gone. When, you know, Roman soldiers came to take a look, they're like, there's no Pompeii here. You're lying. That's a myth. Like, no, there's a city underneath all this. You couldn't see the city. It was completely buried. And the water, and they knew something was up eventually because the water, where the water was supposed to hit the beach front was like hundreds of yards out into the ocean. And so, here we have this possible super volcano, right, in Yellowstone, and we're seeing all this activity of earthquakes. I'm getting a little nervous. They say supervolcanoes are characterized as volcanic centers that have eruptions that covered more than 240 cubic miles. The U.S. has two, one in Yellowstone and another in Long Valley, California. Yellowstone has had three major events in the past 2.1 million years, which led to the creation of the calderas, or large volcanic craters. It's been hundreds of thousands of years since a major volcanic eruption. The last one was 174,000 years ago, which led up to the West Thumb Geyser Basin. So what would happen if it erupts? Well, scientists don't think it's going to be anytime soon. All right. They say the odds of it erupting within a given year are 1 in 730,000. But God forbid it did. Oh, my gosh. Ash would expand over 500 miles. And I believe it would be worse than Mount St. Helens. And the lava, more than 1,000 degrees, would ooze. I just don't like I don't like earthquakes, you know, near volcanoes. So they say we should be good, but, man, start stocking up on your ice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. Hi, Blake. I miss you, Blake. I was in Europe for 12 days. I miss you. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I miss my listeners, too. I just especially miss Blake. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. Many of you have called when I was out of town, and let's hear what you have to say. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Yes, I love hearing your reminiscences of your trip to Europe. Yes, people
thank you.
With curiosity, they really should see what's in this world. You know, in America, everything is so new. We don't seem to have things, you know, so historic as they do over there. When I was over in England, I flew in and I saw the White Cliffs of Dover.
Oh, you did?
Beautiful way to see them. I've always wanted a picture, a postcard, a painting, or something of the White Cliffs. if you know where I can obtain one or get one or borrow one or whatever, let me know. I'm here in Las Vegas, and I'm so glad that you took the kids to see the world. See, they have no idea over here, you know, and everything is just about the same from sea to shining sea, and it's something to see over there. Yeah, I'm glad that you did that. Well, all
thank
right.
Thank you, sweetie.
If you know anything about the White Cliffs, where I can get a print or something, let me know, because I've always wanted one. All right. Thanks. Bye.
You are such a sweetie. I wish I could talk to you. The pictures that I took when I was there, when you're on land, you can't really see the White Cliffs, the views that you could see on those other pictures where coming from the English Channel, you see it all white. Google has a lot of images, but if I could get your email, I'll send you a couple images that really kind of display their beauty. It's fascinating. I don't know why they're white. I'm not a geological a geologist, obviously. I'm a lover, not a geologist. But I guess the White Cliffs of Dover, they're like about 300 feet high above the English Channel. And visitors come like all the time to see this. And they're like listed as the top natural wonder of the world. And they were used as a base for a Roman lighthouse when the Romans invaded England. And later as a location of a castle watching over the English Channel, hence the Dover Castle. Have to see that if you're ever in England. And they say the cliffs are famous for many reasons, but what's really, really interesting is the formation of it. They say that these cliffs dated back about 1.36 or 136 million years. I don't know. I'm trying to read this. I don't know, but millions of years ago. And it was formed during the Cretaceous period in the Mesozoic era as the shells and skeletons of billions of tiny sea creatures fell to the bottom of the sea. As the fragments settled over hundreds of thousands of years, they formed these layers of chalk or soft white limestone. That became the cliffs. They say as the chalk sediments built up over time, they formed the three layers of the cliffs, the upper, middle, and the lower. The upper layer is the nodular chalk with flints, and the middle is white nodular chalk, and then the bottom has this glauconitic marl and gray chalk or whatever. So apparently, there's a lot of fossils there, shark teeth, sea urchins, sponges, all sorts of different stuff, corals, and the sea is constantly eroding them. But as it erodes the bases of the cliffs, it also washes the chalk, so the chalk continually looks bright white. Now, why this would have the whiteness and not other cliffs, I don't know. But the White Cliffs of Dover are just phenomenal. And if I could get your email, I'll send you a couple pictures. Because it's breathtaking. About bringing the kids to Europe, you know, I was really nervous about, you know, taking the kids. Because, again, there were a lot of, you know, terrorist attacks, you know, in the last few weeks leading up to us going out there. And then I was afraid that people would think that I'm spoiling the kids. You know, and they're like, really, honestly, the kids are going to Europe on vacation, going to Europe on a holiday, really? You know, could you spoil them anymore? And I didn't look at it like that. Okay, one is, I never see my kids, so there's no way I'm going to go away and go out of country and be away from them longer than I do. I mean, I work, you know, I'm out of the house by 6. I don't get home till 6, 7. And after homework and stuff, they're in bed. So I don't see them more for a couple hours a day. There's no way I'm going to vacation without them. But I wanted the kids to see how other, you know, people live and how other civilizations used to live. You know, we talked about Pompeii. You know, one real eye-opener for any of you guys is, you know, you got to go to Rome. You got to go to Old Italy, and you have got to see how they, how brilliant they were with constructions. And like, for example, when you were in Pompeii, apparently they were really big on brothels and red light districts. Okay, so apparently there was a room, and there was a phallic symbol, and I believe it was the Romans that came up with the term phallus. Right? Or the Latin, you know, for penis. And there would be actual penises in the shapes of them within the sidewalk and on the wall pointing to where the red light district would be. Because apparently that was a very, very big thing back then where, you know, the males wanted to know where to go and be able to be pleasured. And it was very interesting because in that little brothel area, you saw pictures. The pictures are still up there, the paintings of the different positions that these prostitutes could do. And I guess it's kind of like a menu when you walk into McDonald's. You pick which position you want, and there's a different charge per position. So it was very interesting how they, that's kind of been modern days. Oh, I want this, I want this, I want this. It was just remarkable to go into that area and see what, you know, how they did that. When you saw the way they wash their clothes in urine because the ammonia would, you know, kill off a bacteria and help clean it quicker. Then they had to soak it in water. Then they had to use perfumes. But a lot of the sewage water, this was before the whole aqueduct and sewage engineering came into play, would basically pour through the streets. So they had these big steps in the middle of the street to hop on so that you didn't have to step in the sewage water. And you see how they design things. There was this big spa area where they had pools, and it would get very, very hot in there, and there would be a lot of condensation. So they figured out that if they had grooves in the ceiling, then the condensation would, be trapped differently. And then when it would drip, it would maybe drip in a more predictable place, depending on how the water goes down the grooves. And, you know, when you see the way, you know, the ancient Romans, built things, and, you know, they built it to last. I was taking the shuttle back to the airport, and somebody was there, getting a ride also. And, you know, he said, you know, because I was like, I can't believe I'm touching rock from thousands of years ago. I can't believe that these structures still exist. And he said, because back then, the Romans built to last. And I really find that frustrating that in America we don't do that. We don't build structures that we hope, or homes, you know, or places our families can live for generations to generations. We don't build homes to last. We don't have a, let's set up our roots and make these roots so deep that this is something our generations will enjoy. We don't do that. You know, I live in the Southwest. You see these home companies, they build homes faster than you could blink. And I understand, you know, we're in the desert, so wood, stucco, it works. They're earthquake friendly. They work. Are they going to last hundreds of years? Oh, hell no. You know, and builders, they build to sell. Their job is to build a home and sell it. And they're done. People coming into these homes, do they buy the home thinking this is where generations and generations are going to be? No, it's a different world. Like, you know what, this is where we'll be until the kids go off to college, and then if the kids go off to college and move away, we'll sell it and, you know, get a small condo. So the way we are doing our civilization, the way we are residing and building our residences, is it baffles me that we wouldn't use the same sort of ingenuity and advancements that the Romans did. You know, using volcanic ash to make concrete, the Romans were responsible for, I believe, making the first concretes. I mean, that's brilliant. These materials are so strong, nothing happens to them. You know, even bad weather and heat and lava, I mean, the Pompeii floors and streets are still there. The lava didn't touch it. Maybe because the lava didn't actually hit it, but, why aren't we using that ingenuity? We learned a lot from the Romans. We learned a lot. But we abandon that because we have a very temporary way of looking at where we live, how we do things. Oh, I'm just at this job until I could get a newer job. So I did want the kids to see what, you know, roots look like and what castles look like, and, you know, and just let them see not only, you know, how other countries live now, but the way civilizations were in the past. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Now, some of you wonder why I keep giving you guys those instructions every single time I get on my show. I tell you guys to follow me here, follow me there. Well, it's because some of you guys are under the influence. All right? Now, maybe you're under the influence of alcohol. Maybe you're under the influence of pot. But now I've come to find out that some of you are under the influence of chocolate because you've been snorting it. Are you kidding me? You're snorting chocolate? We're going to have the biggest chocolate shortage by the year 2030, and you guys are wasting the precious chocolate on snorting? I guess there's a new product on the market, and it claims to give everybody a legal drug-free way to get a boost of energy. It's called Coco Loco. It's a chocolate powder that's absorbed up the nose, and it gives the users a euphoric high. It's created by the company Legal Lean. Coco Loco mixes cocoa with ingredients most often found in energy drinks. This does not sound good. I am not liking this at all. According to the product description, Coco Loco will provide people with endorphin and serotonin rushes. Excuse me. A euphoric energy. I know my body's getting all excited that there's chocolate, but no. We're not eating the chocolate. This is chocolate that is being snorted. We're talking, snorting the chocolate. That's probably one of the biggest misuses of chocolate I've ever seen in my life. See, according to the product description, Coco Loco will provide people with endorphin and serotonin rushes, a euphoric energy, and a calm focus that will help with anxiety to reduce stress. The New York Post noted that the energy product contains not only cocoa, but also ginkgo biloba, taurine, guarana, which you see a lot of times in Monster and Red Bull and other energy drinks. They say the end result of using Coco Loco will be an up to an hour-long energy boost without the side effects of a sugar crash. Am I the only one that thinks this is the stupidest thing alive? So, according to Dr. Andrew Lane, director of the Johns Hopkins Sinus Center, told the Denver Post, the question is, what are the risks of doing it? There's no data, and as far as I could tell, no one studied what happens if you inhale chocolate into your nose. Now, how much does a tin of Coco Loco cost? $24.99. Nick Anderson, the man behind Legal Lean, said the product is popular in the hip-hop community as well as near college campuses in Houston, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia. All right, I don't like it. Okay, I don't have to have scientific proof to say this is stupid. I don't. Okay, guarine. So what happens when you snort? All right, what are we doing here when you're snorting? Okay, well, you have nasal passages and you have nasal membranes. And what is the purpose of the nasal membranes? The nasal membranes do a few things, okay? The number one purpose of the nasal passage is to allow air to get into it. And then the second major purpose of the nasal passage is to filter the air. Smelling comes later. All right? Your nose is designed to breathe. Well, Dr. Dahlia, I breathe out of my mouth, so I don't use my nose for breathing. Well, you were supposed to when you did it one time. The reason why babies are able to breastfeed and not become hypoxic, usually, is because they breathe through their nose. They're obligate nose breathers, we call them. And then later we realize, oh, if I open my mouth, it's easier for me to breathe. All right? But many times we shut our mouths. You know, I rarely do that. But if I do shut my mouth, I breathe through my nose. Now, let's see how that sounds. Okay, so I'm blocked up. So I don't get good oxygen through my nose. So I open up my mouth. But the number one purpose of a nose, a healthy nose, is to allow air to enter. And then to filter the air. You have hair in your nose? I have hair in my nose. Have you guys ever seen my nose hairs? I don't have to trim them, but I think I'm going to have to soon because they're like long. I could see them when I lift up my nose. I got a hairy nose, okay? So you have the nose hairs. And what do the nose hairs do? Well, they trap bigger particulates and things and bugs so they don't get into the nasal passage and the breathing. They don't get into the sinuses and then the respiratory tree. The nose also makes mucus, and they make boogers. This sticky mucus prevents bacteria and viruses and pathogens from, again, getting into the respiratory tree. So you have mucus there. Yeah, and then you have a lot of blood vessels in the area. Right? So we don't really do oxygen exchange in the nose, but we do have a very vascular plexus, a very, very high vascularity around the nose because a lot has to be done. That nose has to decide whether to be congested or not, whether to make more fluid and runny nose. Remember, if you have a runny nose or if you sneeze, that's a defense mechanism. And you know how when you guys are congested and it's like one side, it's on the left side, and then later it moves to the right? That's as a result of the kind of the vascular system within the nose, right? Some of the vessels will dilate, some will constrict, and that's why one nose clears up while the other nose doesn't. And it alternates because you're like, well, there's nothing in my nose. You keep trying to blow your nose and blow your nose. No, there's nothing in your nose because that congestion is happening because of the blood vessels. So there's this very, very intricate system. Now, all of a sudden, you're trying to snort or introduce into this airway system a product, a man-made caustic product that has food coloring, that has flavoring, that has chemicals. Okay? If it doesn't stick and do what it needs to the hair and to the goblet cells, it will go farther than it should. You have sinuses. Your sinuses are open, do have open areas to the brain. So you could technically get this up into the brain, which is not very healthy. That's why we tell people not to snort things. That's why we tell people not to do neti pots with tap water in case they get a amoeba up into the water, into the sinuses that could go up into the brain. So your brain communicates with the sinuses, which means you could get this stuff up into the brain. People who snort cocaine many times start to bleed and lose the septum within the nose, that they get a hole in their nasal septum because, unfortunately, it is caustic to the lining. The lining is very delicate. And once you have that breakdown of the delicate lining, you have exposure to blood vessels. So now you're getting direct contact of guarana, taurine, ginkgo biloba. I don't know what that could do on the heart, to the heart. I don't know what that could do to a variety of mechanisms. So it's stupid. Now, one reason why energy products like energy drinks are dangerous is because of the speed at which people, you know, imbibe the caffeine. So somebody could drink a cup of coffee and not go into atrial fibrillation, but they could drink a smaller, you know, a can of Red Bull and they can go into an abnormal heart rhythm, a deadly one. Why is that? Because, like we said before, cup of coffee, you sip, it's hot, you drink it slow. A Red Bull can, you could chug in one chug. So taking a bolus of caffeine so quickly is dangerous. Now you're snorting it, and with snorting it and getting it exposed to the blood vessels and your respiratory tree, that allows a quicker way for that caffeine to get to the heart. Not safe, not smart. So I would recommend, if you guys are going to do anything with chocolate, eat it. If you need to snort something, don't. I mean, this is stupid. And I understand it's this big phase and everybody wants to do the latest thing and they think, you know, that, you know, like cinnamon. Weren't we having kids who were snorting cinnamon and then they were asphyxiating because they couldn't breathe? When these types of things get into the lungs, all right, your lungs aren't prepared for it. Your lungs were only designed to breathe air. It wasn't designed to breathe pollution. It wasn't designed to breathe. It was more designed to breathe the fart than pollution. All right, which is why you don't really hear of people asphyxiating when somebody farts. You know, we're just not designed to have all these man-made products in our lungs. And so it's a real, real shame. And I don't know what we're going to do about the chocolate shortage. I am scared to death. I mean, chocolate shortages, this is something that, you know, I don't have a lot of vices, you know, and I'm not addicted to anything, but when it comes to chocolate, I would have to say that's the closest thing. So please tell the company to quit making the stupid powder. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
A toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, United Airlines is back in the news again. I don't know if it's just because, you know, we're covering it more, or are they really doing stupid every day? Here's the latest. United Airlines has had to apologize to a Hawaii woman forced to hold her toddler for her entire flight after his seat was sold to a standby passenger. And I guess she bought the seat for the toddler. Shirley Yamauchi was in the middle of an 18-hour journey back home from Boston with her 27-month-old Tyzo last Thursday. And the two seats she bought for a leg of their trip suddenly shrunk to one. The 42-year-old mom had spent almost $1,000 for each ticket, and a man approached as the plane was ready to leave for Houston and said he had the same seat as her son. Tyzo was forced to sit in her lap for more than the three-hour flight of one of the legs of it. She said, he's 25 pounds, he's half my height, I was very uncomfortable, my left arm was smashed up against the wall, I lost feeling in my legs and my left arm, she told KHNI. Yamauchi said she thought about contacting a flight attendant, but remembered that problems with seating led to Dr. David Dow being bloodied and dragged out of United flight from Chicago to Louisville. United apologized to the mother and her son on Wednesday, telling the Daily News in a statement that workers inaccurately scanned the boarding pass of Miss Yamauchi's son. This is where I'm just wondering if these computers are really, you know, starting to do us a disservice. And we rely everything on the computer. And, if this was hand done, then somebody would have checked off mom's seat, checked off baby seat, and boom, there would have been a big red pen. I really miss the days of the red ink, you know? You just don't do that anymore. So anyway, her son was not checked in. The company said it is refunding the son's ticket and issuing a travel voucher. Now, I know this is not, okay, it's not as big a juicy story as some of the other ones, but I got to tell you, flying is miserable. I mean, it used to be, people used to be excited to fly, and it's now a very stressful, anxiety-producing event, and I predict we're going to see more and more flight anxiety, and I don't want to use the word fear of flights and phobias, but I think we're going to see more and more flight anxiety, not because they're afraid of being up in the plane, but it is so gosh darn uncomfortable. You know, I'm 5'6", and my son is almost 6 feet, and my husband's 6 feet, and my other son is starting to really grow super fast, and our knees hit the seat in front of us. And if we pull our, you know, seat back, and you guys have all been to coach, we pull our seat back, the other person, no way can they eat their meal if they're even lucky enough to get, you know, the chips or the little pretzels or whatever they give out now, since they don't give out peanuts. And it's to do that for hours. And again, I fly like back east a lot. So that's 4 or 5 hours from Vegas. That would be direct. It's uncomfortable. It stinks. And you know what? I would say, look, all right, I could deal with it because we're getting a killer deal on the flight. No, we're not. If you want to fly to Hawaii, it's close to $1,000 now for coach to fly. So we're spending more money than we've ever spent, and we are so gosh darn uncomfortable. And then you add that to they sell your seat, so you can't even, you know, give your kid a place to sleep, and you have to hold the kid. And listen, I used to fly holding my kids. I would do it when they were under two so I could save the money, because I wasn't going to buy them their own seat when they were two. I'm like, that's ridiculous. That's $100. But, you know, plane tickets back then in the early 2000s were $250, $300 a pop. Imagine having to do that now with the $900 seats. It's ridiculous. So, I don't know if it's just United that's getting all the media attention, if it's all of them, but United surely seems to be in the news all the time. And I don't know what it's going to take, except maybe people just not buying tickets with them. I mean, you know, people saying to heck with flying. You know, these super trains, they're really nice. You know, when I was in Europe, we took one from, England, London to the Eurostar from London to Paris. And it wasn't that expensive. It was about 2.5 hours, but nobody sold your seat. I mean, when I got onto the train, somebody was sitting in my seat, but I said in my broken French, get the hell out of my seat, and she did. And it was really nice. There was no fight. Nobody had to get all bloodied up. And then we got to sit in our seats. There was a bathroom, lots of bathrooms. There were places to eat. It was so much more comfortable than flying. You got to walk around. Nobody yelled at you that your seatbelt was off. And these bullet trains were cool. I don't know why we don't have more bullet trains in America. I don't know why we're not doing it. You know, another thing I noticed is the airports in Europe. I was really amazed at how they have their poop together. All right. They weren't as strict about taking off the shoes and pat downs and all that. I noticed they were a lot more lax and comfortable, but they also moved things very quickly so that there's like an assembly line of your tray. So in an American airport, you have to wait your turn in line for somebody to finally put all their stuff on the, you know, the track, and then you get a great tray, and you got to take off your shoes, and, you know, I take out the stuffing in my bra, and I have an IUD, you know, for contraception, so I take that out, and anyway, by the time I take everything out, and my socks and shoes off, etc., it's about 10 minutes, and then I'm in a line trying to get through the metal detector, although they don't even use a metal detector anymore in America, they use a scanner that, you know, has a little bit of radiation, not much, but a little bit of radiation. So, in Europe, it's not like that. In Europe, there's all these areas where you could stand, and then you get your tray. You put the stuff on the tray, boom, throw it on the assembly belt. You get your next tray. You're not waiting for other people in front of you to give you a tray. And so whoever is done, stuff goes through. Then when you're done, you go through the metal detector. It was fast. It was organized. And they were just right on the mark. And again, I'm not saying, oh, you know, yeah, Europe does everything right. They don't. But, you know, there's better ways to handle how we do our, you know, our airport screenings and how we, you know, deal with our ticketing. You know, I think one of the reasons why we're having so many ticket screw ups is because, you know, we're still all, you know, what's the word for it when you're all discombobulated when it comes to security and, oh my gosh, I have to make sure that this person is really on this flight. I think there's an easier way to do it. I really suggest everybody just ask, you know, the people that run El Al in Israel, because they sure have it down, you know, God willing. And you know, I think things can run a little bit more smoothly. So I apologize for anybody having issues on the plane. It's crazy, but there's ways to do it. Now, where does Europe really fail? The bathroom system. I think their bathroom system stinks, and I just cannot comment enough on how bad public toilets are. Are you kidding me? You know, I don't like to squat, you know, so I tried to sit on the side of a toilet that really didn't have a lid, and I blew out my SI joint, and it's ridiculous, because, and you know, you have to pee. And you think that there's going to be plenty of public bathrooms. There aren't. And there's also little traps such that, you know, it says WC. Like we're running around in Venice, you say, oh, good, there's a bathroom. It says WC, WC. So it keeps walking you there. As soon as you get there, $1.50. So if you walk a half a mile to go to the bathroom and you don't have money, you can't go to the bathroom. You know, and I can't threaten, well, I'll just go pee here in the corner. You get arrested. So you just don't want to mess around. You got to kind of get your pee in order. One thing I do have to say, and I'm going to be writing an article on how to make a Europe trip pretty inexpensive, is please consider Airbnb and checking out the apartments. I got to tell you how much money you could save. In Rome, our hotel was $160 a night, and it was a 1,000-square-foot apartment that had a washer-dryer, kitchen, so we could buy food in the morning and cook it so we didn't have to always eat out. There's ways. I couldn't do Europe on $5 a day because I couldn't, you know, take the kids into the hostel and, you know, make sure they shut up and let other people sleep. But there's ways to, you know, Europe is making it such that it's cheaper to visit than America. And trust me, I want American dollars. I want, you know, money being spent on American tourism. But America has to get their act together because it's too expensive to fly domestically. And it's too expensive to eat and take a hotel. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.